It's pounding.
Speaking with seething with excitement, welcome to the Nerds in Love podcast. With me, your host, Curtis. And with my co-host, as always, Carlos.
Hello.
And with my other co-host, as is becoming frequently regular and almost is now always, Corey.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
And back again by popular demand.
Wait, was it actually popular demand?
We've had a few emails that were like, hey, you guys got a girl on the podcast. Good job.
It's not like that hasn't happened before. It just hasn't been it's been a while.
Well, yeah, we had Anita on for a while. Megan made an appearance once. My Megan. It was a brief cameo. It was almost like an end credit scene at a Marvel movie.
Oh, God.
Do you know what other cameo we had? We had, what is it, Andrew? Corey's wine master.
Oh, Benji.
Benji. Oh, that was amazing. We actually got a lot of emails about Benji.
You've ever had.
We get a lot of people, like, they love Benji for some reason.
What? Is the way he talks? Is it like the subject he was talking about or what? He's really confused by this.
He's got southern twang. People love that southern twang, man.
Oh, God, yeah. I told him it's probably twang.
He does want to come on again. Plus, I'm just imagining Benji as a winemaker. That just cracks me up on so many levels.
Well, he made wine with his dad every once a year.
Okay.
Actually, they own a winery and everything.
Well,
ow.
This is not the wine cast, so let's talk about dating advice or whatever, because apparently there's an email that I'm not allowed to read, which, by the way, I think that's a dumb rule.
What do you mean an email you're not allowed to read? You're the one who collects the emails.
I know, but it said in the subject line,
top secret, Curtis must not read.
That's what it said? Was Corey allowed to read it?
Yeah, I made Corey read it, because I can't read it.
I read it. It's the super secret email, yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't read it.
Okay, I read that one.
I did too.
Yeah. Can I read it out loud?
How did you read it?
Because you put up the goddamn notes.
So you, like, looked at our email?
What?
I don't think he knows what he's talking about, Corey.
I see in the notes you have super secret email, and then you have an email under it. Is that
what...
Super secret email
is separate. It's just saying that there is a super secret email.
Yeah, no, that's not the super...
Okay, I thought the first email was the super secret. I'm like, what's so secret about it? It's right there.
I can't put it in the notes if I don't know what it is, Carlos. Jeez.
Like, it's funny. Right there.
No,
there's nothing secret about that at all.
Okay, no, Carlos, you can't read the super secret email because you don't know what the fuck it is. So no,
calm the fuck down.
Because I have access to the email.
Why do you?
I'm giving Corey responsibility.
It's the Gmail. It's the Three Angry Nerds email account.
Why am I being left out of this kind of shit?
It's because I didn't know you were.
I'm Hispanic, isn't it?
Okay, Carlos, to be fair, I don't even know what the fuck this email's about either. So this is going to be a complete surprise.
Yeah, but still, the white guy knows what it's about, Corey.
Oh, Carlos, wow, okay. I thought you already knew. I'm sorry, I would have told you.
All right.
Can we just read...
get on with this email.
Yeah. All right. Hello. I'm a high school friend of Kurt's. I remember when we were 18, he had lost someone he loved when we were 15, Shannon. Found love again and had her pass away when she was 18. Kayla? Hmm. Curtis will likely trash this email as he tends to do when this topic is brought up, but even if people don't realize, there's a lot of loss one can suffer. Listening to the podcast and to hear Curtis's joke, have a loving partner, and so much more, it makes me happy. In the 10 years since we parted ways, you've come a long way. How did you do it? Love, your best friend, Philip.
Aww. I love you, Philip. You're my best friend for life, bro. Thank you for emailing. This is all true. I dated a girl in high school, and it was unfortunate, but she passed away when I was 15.
Oh.
Well, she was 15 too, by the way.
Well, how'd she pass? Is it an accident or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was drinking, and she passed out into a glass table,
Gotcha.
Yeah, but no, Philip is definitely right. I mean, I went through a few years where I was actually really down on a lot of things. I mean, I don't know if I was depressed, because I'm definitely not down now, but there was definitely, like, concerns that I was depressed, because I definitely went through a phase where, yeah, there was a lot that I was kind of like, huh. But the gist of this is Philip wants to know And he wants, well, he knows, but he wants me to tell everyone, I guess, for the sake of self-improvement for everyone else, how I got, you know, above it. If I'm reading into your reading of the email correctly.
Right, he's saying, like, how did you do it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, the real big thing was, is that, you know, I moved away, for one. So I got away from all those people that sort of reminded me of that negativity and all that, which was kind of tough at the time. But also, too, I mean, I just kind of got into hobbies, and I got out, and I just became a little bit more sociable. Because there was a while where I was just like, computers, play Doom 3, and don't talk to anybody. But eventually I kind of broke free of that and kind of got a little more sociable. And then, I mean, by the time I was like 20, I had totally almost forgotten about it. It's at the point now where, yeah, I'm like, I was almost like, oh, yeah, right. So, yes. I kind of just put it in the past, which I think is something that not a lot of people do. They like to stick to the past. And yeah. That was a really weird question, but I can see why I wasn't allowed to read it, because I would have just deleted it.
Oh, really? Oh, so yeah. I really would have trashed it.
I would have. Philip knows me, man. I would have trashed that goddamn email.
Well, yeah, but I think it's a fair question to ask. Like, you lose a loved one like that. I mean, not like a family one, like someone you actually legitimately loved like that. Yeah. And some people don't know really how to break through from that. I think it's a legitimate thing to ask. That's why I was nervous about asking you, too, because it seemed like such a personal thing from your past.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, good. I'm glad that we talked about this. Good job, Corey.
But if you're glad we talked about this, then why would you delete the email?
Because he knows that I just don't like talking about it. But the fact is that, you know, I was made to talk about it. I'm not a coward. I'll talk about it. I'm not like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. But, yeah. Good job.
Yes, thanks, Philip.
Yeah, thanks, Philip. When are you going to hang out with me? I know you live a little far, but we can still hang out. So Carlos, you're so eager to read the email that wasn't actually the super secret email. So I feel like I'd be a real dick if I didn't let you read it now.
Okay, I guess I have to read the next email then. It's not the super secret email. Evidently, I don't know what super secret emails are. Like, I'm looking at it on the page. It says super secret email, and there's an email right under it. So it made sense
to
me.
I'm sorry, Carlos, if you didn't understand.
It's slightly less than super secret.
But then again, I am autistic, so, you know, you can't
play the autism card, Carlos.
I blame my autism for everything. You know?
It's like, Carlos, why'd you just throw those BK nugs at Monica? Oh, I have autism.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry,
okay,
continue
so,
with the email.
This email. Hello! Okay, it's not actually from me.
Hello.
Hello. Back into dating after a 20-year relationship. Wow! 3 exclamation marks. Things are different. Such a cool scene. So far, I've made some small successes and failures and learned from each one. Really starting to be fun and not so stressful. So I have a pretty severe deformity. It's from a car wreck when I was young. Most would think I went through hell, but it's just a thing for me. It's all relative. You would consider it noticeable and bothersome, and I can accept that. My online profile had my pictures from the best angle possible, but it's still slightly noticeable. We all have that angle, right? I mentioned scarring in a prominent, humorous fashion and encouraged them to ask me about them. What I found is two types of women. The ones that read that and actually ask me. These lead to a direct answer. From there, it leads to a frank discussion. From there, it leads to either a date or fizzles out. I've had a few seconds, thirds, and I suspect a fourth date. Then there's the ones that don't ask. These dates are nice, but the chemistry is never as strong as even the worst first date with the ones that ask. So, ... I see clearly that I'm doing both myself and the gal a disservice by not bringing it up for them if they fail to. I'd love to hear any input on the subject, the hows, whens, and any other comments you have. Thank you, Marco.
By the way, Marco, how old are you, dude? Like, 20-year relationship? What the fuck? Like, are you, like, 50? Must be, like, our oldest listener yet.
It's Scorpion.
I don't know. I feel like we got a lot of answers or questions this week about people not being sure about putting things in online profiles.
Yeah, it seems to be one of our recurring shticks on this show.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I've got this tire iron stuck in my head. Should I tell people about it? It's like, yeah, you probably should.
Yes, I'm sorry. Honesty, the best policy.
Well, the thing is that he didn't really give us much detail about what his deformity is, although from the way that it was worded, he did say scarring, so I'm going to guess it's some sort of facial scar from, like, the...
Right, because he's talking about getting from the best angle possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I wish we knew a little bit more about that, but I mean... Clearly,
as long as he's not coming across as, like, you know, the Joker with, like, do you want to know how I got these scars kind of deal, that's...
If he's had several girls ask him about it and still go on dates with him, then I'm going to assume that it's not like a Glasgow Smiles type deal.
Yeah.
I think it's like about finding a balance. It's like you don't want to hide it, but you don't want to make it your defining trait either.
Yeah.
Like you don't want it to be like, oh, deformity man, 1953 or whatever. Like... You know, you don't, want, it to
you
be
don't
like,
want it to be your defining trait, like autism is my defining trait. Well,
I don't think that's your defining trait, Carlos.
Oh, what is my defining trait then?
Your seething sarcasm, your wit,
your arrogance.
What the fuck, Corey?
I was not going to say that. Okay. I was going to say his little odd charm.
Yes.
You got his own little Carlos.
Corey, what the hell, man? You know that my humility is my best quality.
Oh, sure it is. I'm just teasing. I'm like a doomed spirit animal, man. I'm just teasing you.
Ooh.
Anyways. Yeah, I think there's a balance, and that's what you got to find.
Right.
You can't be, you know, necessarily hiding it, but you can't be, again, you know, it's going to be awkward if you're just like, you open up your first paragraph of your profile with, by the way, I have a deformity. You know, it's like, I think there's a middle ground where you can be tasteful about it without being too secretive about it either.
Right, like it's like an
ass. I was going to say, I do think it's a good thing that he did say he's kind of going at it from, with like, you know, humor and stuff, but at the same time, you know, make sure that it's humor hand in hand with the self-confidence, letting them know that, yes, I have this, but it's not me. This isn't my personality. Like me for who I am, not my face.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and we'll touch on this again later with a different email, but everyone's got stuff that they have to bring up eventually that's like baggage, you know, and in this case it's your deformity. I mean, that's just how it is.
We all have that kind of shit, right? It's like, you know, I never knew my father. Oh, you know, my girlfriend got run over when she was 13. Oh,
looks like
I
made out with my sister.
Or like, oh, yeah, exactly, I used to make out with my sister. You know, like, we all have that kind of shit, right? So...
But Leia found love, even though she made out with her brother, so clearly it made it work.
Now, will Kylo find love despite the fact that he killed his father?
I could see him and Snoke going gay.
I thought I sensed some chemistry between him and Hux, to be honest. Like, it's that, like, we sort of hate each other, but, like, we totally love each other type deal.
Star Wars Episode 9, the anal plug.
What? I'm going to give that a 2 out of 10 Uncle Judy's.
Let's move on to the next email, unless anyone has any fleeting thoughts on this email.
No, I think we covered it pretty well.
No, I was going to say, I think he's actually going about it the right way already. It's just about finding the right person, right? Although I did sort of find it kind of funny that he said, what is it? He said, I suspect a fourth date. Wait, you're not sure if you went on a fourth date with her or not?
I was thinking that too.
Or were you too drunk? You don't remember.
Well, there might be a girl he's currently gone on a few dates with that he's waiting to hear back from.
Don't try to make sense of this woman.
Don't talk to my girl that way, you bastard.
I'll talk to her wherever I can.
Hey, don't make me play the Rocky music again, you two. Next email's from Marianne.
All right.
Hiya. Well, apparently a few nights ago, I had my first one-night stand.
Go, Marianne!
I love how she's so honest about this. Anyways, the guy was sweet and everything, but we were really tired and I didn't give him my number or something. And now I kind of want to track him down and ask him out. He was pretty shy about everything and I think he wouldn't dare to friend me on Facebook or anything. My question to you, nerds in love, should I do it or leave it be? Thanks, Marianne.
Well, what was shy about it?
Catch him down.
Yeah. If he was already shy, it's probably not going to be him that steps up to make the first move to track her down. So
also, could be too that maybe, I mean, the thing is you said they had a one-night stand, like, my question is did you go to your place, Marianne, or his? Like, because it could be, too, that he's already in a relationship. Or
that's why he was so shy.
Yeah, I mean, as a warm-blooded male with a penis and hormones, I could say that if somebody had a one-night stand or whatever, I would definitely be like, hey, here's my number, let's do this again.
You know, so, because why not have more sex than less sex, right?
Yeah, you could be asexual and just be like, well, I just reproduce with myself, so I'm cool.
No, behold, could be that he's human jellyfish.
Especially at a club. You see that a lot with clubs. There's a lot of people there who, you know, their partner's out of town for a week or whatever, and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to go here and see what I can find. You know, boost their confidence. Then yeah, next thing you know, some dick sucking going on, and next thing you know, everyone's like, huh, shouldn't have done that. Oh, shit, I can't talk to you again. Anyways.
Wait, so like, yay or nay on her trying to go find this guy?
I say no. Sorry, I'm like rambling. But yeah, I say no. Just leave it be.
From the details that you've given us, I don't know, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think you should just take it, be like, you know what, got lead, take it in stride and try to find something else.
But I love how it's Marianne, you know, one of her most famous female fans, is going out there and slaying the cock. You know, normally we say slaying the pussy.
What I'm saying is that, like, dude, she went out, got it done. Good for her. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Excellent.
She probably wore, like, that Get Her Done shirt from that comedian that's a redneck.
Oh,
I forget
God.
His name. Like, Larry something.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, she probably, like, wore a shirt just to get her done. He's like,
you not
like,
even suck. Get her done. God damn it.
I think that's the title of this week's episode, Get Her Done.
Yep.
Well, what about you, Megan? What do you think?
Simple but effective.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, it does sound like if neither one of them made an effort during the actual hookup to say, like, hey, we should do this again sometime, or it was fun, or whatever, you know. If there was actual chemistry there, I think one of them would have made a move at that point.
Yeah.
Well, at least I hope there was sexual chemistry.
Well, yeah, but sexual chemistry doesn't always carry over to romantic chemistry.
I know, okay.
And I'll be honest, if it's a guy, he probably doesn't give a shit about sexual chemistry. He's probably just like, eh.
He's like, doesn't matter, have sex.
It's like,
a whole hole in every hole is a victory.
Alright. Let's move on to another awkward email. This one's not about deformity, although I guess it could be in a certain degree. Hey. Okay. Kayla here says that she's got genital herpes.
But specifically, yes. FHSV1.
Yes. And she says, a lot of people have my strain of herpes, cold mouth sores, but not many have it generally. That's usually HSV2.
So basically what she's saying is that she was dating someone with cold sores and he went mackin' when he had an outbreak on, basically.
So anyways, yeah, it says, I do want to be upfront with people, but I don't want it to define me either. I don't want to go out with a guy only then to figure out that they're repulsed and I'm wasting my time. That's happened before. The problem with herpes or STI-only apps is that they're pay-only, or that they have only, or no one my age in my area. Also, deleting profiles on dating sites is hard for some reason. I'm thinking of trying some more STI sites, I guess. I thought about Chastity, but then I don't really want to be forever alone. I thought maybe if I dated someone asexual, that would be great. Advice, Kayla.
Okay, I was with this email for the most of it, but there's just a couple things that just seem a little bit odd.
Yeah,
okay, and that has nothing to do with the STI, STD stuff. That's not the problem. The end of it, she says, I thought about chastity, but then I don't really want to be forever alone. Does that not seem at least a little bit suspect to you guys? Or is that just me?
Wait, does she mean like chest, legs, and
like she's just like I guess I could just never have sex again.
Well, I think
and then she's also like, I'd also be great if I dated someone asexual. So I'm like,
could be true too that she's just fibbing to us and she really has HSV2 or whatever. She just doesn't want to say it.
I don't know. There's just it's like I want to help, but there's also another part of me that just can't help but feel there's something suspect about the way those last couple sentences were doing. Like maybe it's not. There's just something about it that I was like, I don't know.
I'm gonna repeat what I said about Marco. It's all about how you phrase it. Just don't lie. Don't make it your only defined trait. Don't be like
it's true.
HSV girl
sort of
life.
Yeah, the same sort of advice applies.
Yeah.
you know, there's lots of people that have, you know, these types of diseases and they're still in relationships, so they make it work.
Yeah.
You just have to be honest and, like, safe about, you know, when you're doing stuff, or find, you know, because of the fact that a lot of people already have it, you know, as far as, you know, mouth related instead of general related, it's like, there's a lot of other people you could meet that already have it that you'd be okay with because they're not going to catch it again. They already have it, so.
And the other thing is, too, is if you go on some dating sites.
Oh, man, I caught herpes twice.
Well, I'm thinking, too, like, on some dating sites, like, for instance, OkCupid, when I was single, I think, and maybe, Carlos, you can back me up on this, but I think they ask you questions about stuff like that, right? Like,
well, they ask you questions about all kinds of crazy shit, but you can look specifically for certain categories of questions, and yeah, they do have questions like this. They're like, do you happen to have, you know, any particular STD?
And I think that's probably the better way to do it. I mean,
you know, you can specify.
You can answer that question. You don't have to put in your profile, but then, of course, if you get matched with people who also have it, then, yeah, it's like behind the scenes. It's just questions that, you know, aren't so easy to find or whatever, but you can look it up. So I think I remember that. I think I remember, like, you could look up the questions and see how people answered. So, yeah, you can do that as well.
Yes.
And I was going to say, people, like, humans in general, they're not really meant to be asexual. So trying to find somebody asexual for a relationship doesn't really mesh properly. Like, I know people pull off the whole, like, I'm asexual thing, whatever, that's how they want to do their thing. But in general, if you're looking for a relationship or romance for comfort, even if you're not specifically looking for sex, you know, you're still looking for a relationship, which means you're not looking for somebody who wants to be asexual. You're looking for someone who wants to be with you.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, I feel like it's a little bit short-sighted to just decide, be like, you know what, I'm gonna try out the whole asexual thing.
Well, and the other thing is if you're looking for a personal connection without physical connection, then do the long distance thing, like meet somebody online and do a long distance relationship, because that way you don't have to worry about hooking up with them physically. You can just enjoy their company without that.
Enjoy their company when they're not.
Yes.
You know what she means.
Yeah.
Although I've got to say, just because of the mention of the whole asexual thing, it must be hell for people who are asexual who actually want a romantic relationship, because there must be tons of people who are just like, "What do you mean you don't want to have sex with me? Screw you," or don't, because. Very sexual.
I also think, too, that we're not getting the full picture here, too, because, you know, if you have the mouth sores or whatever, cold sores, I mean, tons of people have that. It's a very common thing. People still have sex. So I don't know if you're being honest with us either, because, I mean, unless you have that other one, I mean, that could be it, too. I mean, if that's the case, you should just tell us that or whatever. But
well, I think in her case, she means more along the lines of, like, if she has a bad outbreak, that she's more worried that someone's going to find out about it or notice it and be turned off by it. You know, turned off just by visual, you know, seeing it instead of so much the catching of it.
You know, I have a funny story.
Oh, God.
That's kind of related to this.
Uh-huh.
I already know my nose today.
And Megan was looking at me. And not you, Megan, my Megan, but... Just so
I'm know. Other Megan. She's original Megan. It's okay.
Yeah, she's OG Megan. So OG Megan. She was like, she was looking at me. She saw this zit on my nose, and it looked like she was kind of like, should I tap that? And I was like, hey, what's up? She's like, all right, let's go. Let's do this. And even despite my nose zit, we managed to get it on. So if I can do it with a nose zit, you can do it with HSV-1.
Your girlfriend is very brave.
I know. She's
like, I don't know where this is going to go, but you know what? I'm willing to surpass the nose it. And then a little while later, she was pregnant with twins.
What? Like, it just burst in the middle of sex. She's like, oh my God!
Oh, geez. Just like an Osmosis Jones.
All right. Next email's from Roger. Let's stop talking about zit sex.
Yeah, let's get through this, goddammit. This episode's running a little long.
I know. Gotta stay efficient. Roger says, went on a first date with a girl, then this happened. She asked me that if I'm free on this weekend. I said, yeah, how about X Cafe on Thursday? She agreed, but she flaked 3 hours before the date. She said, "We can do it later." I asked her if she was free for the next few days. No answer for 5 days. Should I text her again or move on?
It's been five days. Move on.
Yeah, move the fuck on.
Yeah, if she cared, she would have said something, especially because she was the one who flaked.
Like, even
also, she would have probably given, an alternative day.
Yeah.
Like, she would have been like, "Hey, let's go meet on February something or whatever."
Like, even if it was related to, a family emergency came up or something, 5 days is still plenty of time to get a hold of someone and be like, "Hey, family emergency came up."
Yeah, she's probably, having sex with some dude right now, and you're like, "Hey, how's it going? Do you want to talk again?" She's like, "Shut up. I'm sucking dick."
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's a simple, clear-cut answer, Roger. It's not going to work out for you. And you know what? It's not worth it.
No.
Go out there, final go email. Slay some other pussy.
Go fish.
The final email this week is from Anonymous.
Anonymous? That's some bullshit.
I feel like out of all the emails this week, the one that should have been from an anonymous person was the person with the deformity or the freaking herpes, but no.
Yeah, what does this person have that's so bad?
Yeah, what do you have that's so, needs to be protected? Anyways, I've been on a couple dates with a girl who I'm really enjoying the company of. She's quite shy, and she's definitely one who likes to take things slowly. She's the sort of person who I'd love to have around me in the summer / warmer weather. She's quite active, and it's much easier to coax her out of her shell while doing more physical dates. If it were summer, I'd want to take her out sailing with me, make a day of it at the local lakes and stuff, but the lack of things to do in the much colder weather at the moment makes dating her quite difficult. I don't usually do much dating in the winter since I'd like to experience things with dates in the beginning. I'm usually quite outdoorsy. How can I keep her on the back burner until the summer while seemingly completely... without seeming completely uninterested in her? I'm worried that winter dating with her will almost ruin what could be a pretty good time for the both of us in the future.
Yes, because there's no such thing as winter sports.
Here's an idea. Why don't you have fucking sex? That's what most people do in the winter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear sex is great physical activity for, indoors during winter.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, I said
weird.
I would...
If you're all about, let's get active, I'm like, well, you can get active right there on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, he did say she wants to take things slow, but that sounds more to me like the two of them just want to be, workout buddies more than a relationship.
Duh, Anonymous. That's why they call it foreplay.
All right, well, then maybe you just start with, fucking cuddling on the floor. Who gives a shit? Just, you can figure this shit out. What do you mean put her on the back burner? That's not going to
happen. Yeah, that's kind of skeevy.
Yeah.
She's going to probably think you're, a little bit socially withheld if you're,
What are you
going to
do? Just be like, I'd much rather date you, in the summer, in my on season,
Well, what kind of long-term relationship can you have if you can't spend an entire season with somebody?
Without freaking out.
Without ruining...
That's how the human, condition worked. We'd all be fucking dead. Oh, no, I'm not going to date you until the summertime because...
I can date you on Thursdays and Wednesdays in fall and spring.
And what I want to know, too, is...
Hey, actually, that's how I operate, so...
And what I want to know, Anonymous, is what the fuck are you doing in the winter that's so important that you can't be going out getting pussy? I mean, I'm sorry if you got to go watch season one of Daredevil because, oh, Lord almighty,
go fucking skiing or tobogganing or fucking have a snowball fight. Who cares? You can figure something out to do,
I can't go dating a girl. I got to go watch the latest episode of Curb My Enthusiasm or whatever. And it's like, no.
Well, if
you should ask her if she hasn't seen Daredevil yet, in which case you should watch Daredevil.
It's a movie. Yeah. No, as I say, there's lots of stuff that you can do indoors during the winter that are just as physical as outdoors. There's rock climbing wall places you can go to, there's laser tag, there's indoor pools, there's all kinds of stuff.
Look at Megan here with all the good ideas.
I want to take a picture of this email and send it to my Megan, because I think she'll find it.
This is why he's anonymous, because we knew we'd shit on him so much, probably.
Well, to be fair, you've got it coming to him.
He does, but just saying, this is why he's anonymous.
What I'm basically saying is... dude, you might have something really good here, but you don't really know, so don't fuck it up, okay?
And never use the word putting a girl on a back burner.
Yeah, that one really agitated me. Although it shouldn't be putting anyone on the back burner in general. But yeah, so like it's just not a good look.
Not,
and I'm a little bit upset that was even a suggestion.
I'm just taking a picture of this.
Especially because that's the sort of shit that's happened to me before, so I take that kind of shit personally.
Yeah. Don't Carlos the girl.
What happened to me? Not I did it to someone else. Basically, this girl doesn't want to be Carlos.
Yeah, I find it so weird, though. Like, you kidding me? During the winter, that's when I get all my physical activity done. I mean, I just did some physical activity before we started podcasting. I feel great.
You need to know this. If your listeners don't need to know this.
Yeah, physical activity.
Yeah, they do, because they want dating advice.
Go grab one of his beers from upstairs or something.
They might want to know this. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, that'd be kind of
when I have when I have OG Megan on the show, we'll talk about this physical activity.
No, you should also talk about your whole Black Widow Hulk role play too. That'd be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And we've evolved actually from that. We have a new one.
That was a Michelangelo in April?
No.
Oh.
It's Luke Cage and Jessica Jones.
Oh.
Touché.
That's okay. Corey and I found that pretty sexy too. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's enough of this weird fucking podcast that's called
Dating. Yeah, who the hell is still listening to this podcast? Like, come on. Like, it's getting a little crazy here.
I really do secretly hope that some dude out there with mouth sores is like, oh man, there's hope for me yet. Or some dude with a facial deformity is like, huh, maybe I can go out there.
If there is hope.
There is
hope. It's not all lost.
Well, Marianne's just like...
There's people out there with all kinds of fetishes, too. You might find somebody who's really attracted to facial scars.
That's true.
But I thought lots of girls liked facial scars. I thought they were like, oh my god, real man.
You know what you do? You show up to the date with facial paint that makes you look like Heath Ledger's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, the whole time, reset lines in front of her. It'd be great.
I forget where I read it, but there was something where a guy went on a date and he was like really shy, and him and the girl both ended up wearing Batman masks like through the entire date.
It's probably those people that are from Chatterbait. Carlos knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah. And they you know what? They probably ate like gigantic things full of peas and carrots. That was their date. That's what they ordered from the restaurant.
Before we end this episode, should we explain, give context for this?
I don't know. Maybe.
Go ahead, guys.
So, back in the day on Comic Movie Chat, me and Carlos and a few of the other regulars, we'd go on the site called Chatterbait. And the thing is, you know, there's a lot of good-looking people, but we never looked for the good-looking people. We always looked for the girls that were, like, kind of ugly, or, like, the fat people. You know, like, basically we were looking for Chatterbait rejects. And one day, it was me, JD, also known as Jordan, Heise, and Carlos, all in the room. And we found one that was this dude who had a Batman mask on, and he was eating a huge can. Like, it was probably,
it was
like...
Okay, that looks like fucking, like, an industrial can. It's like...
Yeah, it was like an industrial can.
They use that can to make smaller cans.
Yeah, it was like Costco size of peas and carrots. And he's just spooning it out while his naked girlfriend's on the treadmill running.
And she also has a mask on.
And the thing is
she's wearing.
They're making money. People were paying them to do this.
Wow.
They're paying them just because it was like the most absurd thing they've ever seen.
I think it's the greatest thing you've seen.
Well, now Corey and I know how to make money on the side, so.
That's true. Maybe Corey and you are the Batman and Girl on Treadmill.
Oh my god.
We've all been duped this entire time.
No,
it's them! They infiltrated us!
What's funny too is I bookmarked that page, and occasionally if I'm having a bad day, I'll just visit it just for chuckles. It's always pretty funny. Like, the guy will be like sitting there and the girlfriend will be getting ready, and he's just like, oh yes, Robin's just getting ready for me to fuck her. And I'm just like,
that's nice.
Alright, let's end this fucking terrible podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.